Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's Ken Shepard. The show is called Making Money in Real Estate When You Have No Money. And the call-in number today is 347-989-1329. We're going to talk about using the web, internet, and social media and websites to improve the value of your business and your brand, because I think that's very important. And it can all be done for free. And you know, I think it's a great way to improve your business. So we'll be talking about that today. I'll read our disclaimer, and then we'll go right into the show. Okay, so here we go. Here's the disclaimer. This show is intended for the listeners only. All investment information contained in the show has been secured from sources Creative Flips Inc. and Ken Shepard believes are reliable, but we make no representations or warranties expressed or implied as to the accuracy of the information. The views, opinions, conclusions, and other information expressed in the show are not the responsibility of Creative Flips Inc. in any manner. Creative Flips Inc. and Ken Shepard accepts no liability for the content of the show or for the consequences of any actions taken on the basis of the information provided in the show. Creative Flips Inc. and Ken Shepard recommends that you consult with a financial advisor, attorney, accountant, and any other professional that can help you to understand and assess the risks associated with any investment opportunity. Okay, so the website is www.creativeflips.webs.com. That's my free website. Telephone number 310-358-7087. Email, F as in Frank, C as in Charlie, I as in India, at pacbell.net. Twitter feed is at Ken Shepard. Facebook is Facebook/Ken Shepard or Facebook/Creative Flips Inc. You can meet over 150,000 investors for free at kenreradio.com, do all kinds of networking, meet all kinds of wonderful people. We've been in the business about 30 years, close 26 million recently, have about 500 million in process, and can provide a soft proof of funds for up to 500 million on deals of interest. Always use your strengths to cover your weaknesses and help you fund your weaknesses with your strengths. And these shows are all no charge. We do everything in the archives at no charge to help you be more successful, okay? We also do a mastermind class Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 10 California time. We're thinking of changing the time, but that's what it is right now. It's 1 hour with me and maximum 20 people, all of whom I talk to before they come in. If you're interested in that, go to kenshepard51@yahoo.com, kenshepard51@yahoo.com. Okay, so that's all of our initial stuff. So let's talk about the subject today, which is working with the media, social media, that is, and media in general to improve the business of your business and also working with websites. So when I started out in real estate, we didn't have any of this stuff. We had no branding abilities unless you had a lot of money. And so I worked mostly in my local area where I built a brand through many, many years of working very, very hard with a lot of people and closing a bunch of stuff, paying a lot of money for ads, a tremendous amount of money for marketing and promotion and stuff like that. And we did a lot of business, but it was nowhere near what you could do today. Today we have the internet, which is the world at your fingertips. At a click of a mouse, you can connect with all kinds of people all over the world. There are so many ways to do it at no charge. It's just silly. I mean, most every website has a free option. They certainly have premium options, upgrades, all kinds of things you can do, bells and whistles and such like that, including, by the way, this website that I do the radio show from, blogtalkradio.com. But what we want to do is show you how you can do all these things at no charge, because that's our whole goal, making money in real estate when you have no money. That's the key, okay? So let's talk about websites for a second. So when I wanted to have a website, what I did is I put in my Google search free websites. I went to a bunch of different ones, and I found one that I really like, which is called webs.com, okay? That's all it is webs.com. You go on webs.com. You create your free website, you sign up for an account. Of course, there's options that are not free, but the free option is the one that we use, and it gives you a really lovely little website. It's not the most, you know, sophisticated. It's certainly not, you know, a major, major website, but it's got enough room to be able to do what you need to do. It's been great for us. Everybody that's seen it has said really nice things about it. You have to just learn how to build a website, and that I had to learn that myself, and I did it myself because I wanted to prove to myself that you can do it yourself. But you can. You just build your website, and you put down what you think is important, and you write articles, and you do stuff like that. Now, one of the things about a free website is that you have to keep updating it and making sure you make changes to it. Otherwise, usually within a 60-day period, then you know you can't make changes to it. However, the most important thing to remember is to have people to connect with you through that website. They can, you could use it obviously for a lot of different things if you want to do upgrades like selling products and all kinds of stuff like that. We just use it for a landing site. So when I need to say to somebody, learn more about my company, go to my website, then they go to the website. I don't have to repeat myself. They could see what's there. They could see our resume. They could see our accomplishments. They could, you know, they could join as members. They can write comments. They can make testimonials. You know, we from time to time put blogs on the site and all kinds of stuff in order to build the site. So websites can be an extremely valuable tool. As I said, they are totally free. It's great when you can have a website on your business card that people can go to learn more about your company, because they will. And within the webs.com community, you can find out how many people came to visit your site in any one period of time, up to 28 days, at no charge. That's pretty good. And it gives you all kinds of analytics and all kinds of stuff like that. Now, I like webs.com. You know, different people like different stuff. I like webs.com. So one of the things I would tell you when you're building your website is think about what you're trying to say to your audience. What are you doing? What are you interested in? Commercial, residential, I buy notes, I buy property, whatever. Use your company name, and you can look at my website, which is creativeflips.webs.com, to get some ideas. You can certainly talk to different people. There's lots of people that will talk to you from all over the world at no charge to give you ideas about how to build your website and what to say on it and what not to say on it. How to make sure that it's an effective communication tool. Because one of the things that you have to do in real estate is you have to make people aware of you so they can bring you deals. I mean, we've had people call us off the website and say, hey, I've got this, I've got that, you know, and they've brought us deals, and, you know, we communicate with it and we use it as a networking tool. So you can create a membership section, you can write on it, you can do blogs. I think it's important to blog. We do blogs on different parts of the internet. I write on different sites so that people know who we are. And so that's kind of my thought on free websites. I'm not a specialist in it. I'm not an experienced person with websites. I don't know a lot about how they work and all that kind of stuff. But I did set this one up, and you can too. And again, you can get much more complicated than I did. Or you can keep it simple like I did and just make it exactly what my message is, which is we help businesses solve capital problems and grow their business, you know, and that's what we do. So you just have to think of like a slogan, and you have to think of like what your company name is. Does it represent what you do? Who are you? What have you done? And if you haven't done a lot, that's okay. You know, just put up, you know, this is what I'm doing now. This is what I'm planning to do. These are the kind of contacts I have. You can then link them back to us as a source for you. You can link them back to a lot of different people that you can get to meet through different things that you can do. Because when you go to, other than the free website you have of your own, what you can start to do is you can create all kinds of relationships with that website through other websites. You can write on other websites and say, you know, this is who I am, this is what I do. Come visit my website and learn more about me. And you can write on all kinds of places. And you go to all kinds of real estate blog sections. Like, I can think of a few of them offhand. There's one called Bigger Pockets. That's a really good one. Of course, Connected Investors is another really good one. Real Estate Investors Network is another good one. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them. Paper Source Online. I can think of a whole bunch of them that you can go on, and you can get on all these websites at no charge, and you can write all over them, you know, when you have questions and when you want to answer somebody, if you know the answer to something. And I go on there and I answer stuff from time to time, you know, just to help people out, and I write articles from time to time about things that I'm doing, and I post them in different places online. and stuff like that. And this is all about social media and your web, and your web address, and your your ability to create more branding for yourself. Now, you may say, I don't really like doing website stuff. I don't really like doing all that kind of social media and all these different things. Well, I don't really like it either, but it's a very good tool for growth, and it helps you build your business. So we're not very sophisticated at it, I'll admit, but I think it's important to have a web page. And as I said, it's a free website. So imagine that. You have almost free everything. Free, certainly, websites. You can get online for free at the library, like we've talked about. You can create a free account for email. You can create a free Twitter account. So let's talk about Twitter for a second. Twitter is a way where people communicate messages to each other and let each other know what they're thinking, what they're doing. And then you'll have people that you start to follow, and then you'll have other people that start to follow you. And they follow you because they're interested in what you have to say. You have things in common. There's places on Twitter where you can go to and you can look for people that are involved specifically in what you want by putting keywords in the Twitter search. And it tells you different people that are interested in what you're interested in because of the keywords, like real estate, investing would be keywords. And you just, then you go on their Twitter pages and you write to them and you let them know what you're doing and ask them to also what's called retweet, which means everything you give them, they send out to their base. So if they have 500 listeners or 500 followers, that is, on their Twitter account, they'll send out that retweet to all 500 of their followers, and everybody will hear about you, and you'll have 500 people that hear about you at one time. And you can do the same thing on YouTube. You can do the same thing on Facebook. You can do the same thing on all kinds of sites. And I'll tell you what I've also found. When you do a lot of that kind of stuff, especially when you're writing on sites, and Connected Investors is a very big one because of how they position themselves with Google, is you can get yourself highly ranked. So when people look for real estate investors or real estate money or cash or whatever, they'll put in those keywords into their Google search and your name might pop up because of the fact that you've been writing online. Google recognizes that you're busy on the internet. And so when something comes up with has a keyword, they may move you to the top of that list just because you're doing a lot of publicizing of yourself. That's how Google recognizes people, is how much are you doing and how visible are you on the internet. If you have a website, they pick that up. If you have all the different things about you, they pick that up. They pick up all kinds of stuff. They have these things called crawlers, I guess, that run around the internet and figure out what's going on with all different kinds of people, and then they put it all together and create it into searches so people can find all kinds of information. So it's important when you write in your website, write about things that are really valuable to you in terms of what you do and what you can offer as a service, because that stuff will get picked up. And as I said, you want to write a lot as much as you can. I mean, I realize you could do this 24/7 if you wanted to, but that's the nice thing about it. You can do it whenever you want. You can write on all these different sites, and then you'll find that when you write a lot, people sometimes will call you or they'll send you an email or you whatever, and it could be a wonderful way to network. There's another one that we really like for professional businesses called LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn. You can look up my LinkedIn anytime. Again, free. Twitter, free. Facebook, free. Now, there's a lot of things you can do with all these websites and a lot of different websites we haven't even talked about that are also free, that are social networking sites for different kinds of people. There's meetups. Meetups are, you can either hook up with people in person or you can meet them on the internet and then talk to them on the phone or talk to them online if you can't afford a phone. I mean, a lot of people may not have the money for a phone, but it doesn't mean you can't talk to people on an email, because email is free. Doesn't mean you can't send them a Twitter, because Twitter is free and you can pick up Twitter right on your computer. You don't even have to have a phone for Twitter. You can pick up Twitter right online. You can pick up Facebook right online. And you can work with all these different things. I mean, if you have a phone, it's better, or in my opinion, it's easier. But if you don't have a phone and, you're just getting started and you really don't have any capital at all, then just start building your name around the internet and look for places that people are doing what interests you and talk to them, write to them, communicate with them. Lots of times they'll have their email address or their Twitter account or their Facebook account or all those, and you can then reach them that way. The whole idea of social media is just that, the ability to reach a large number of people at one time. So if I write to some guy that I'm doing something and they like it, and he retweets it and he has 5,000 people in his base, 5,000 people are going to hear about what I have to say because he said it's something they should know about, because they follow him, because they have faith in him and they trust him and they learn from him. Okay. Now, the other thing that I would recommend to you is that you need to be doing more interaction with people to help find more deal flow. Like if you're, like you can go on Craigslist and say, I'm looking for houses in whatever city you're looking for houses. I can pay all cash. You know, make sure you have the investors ahead of time, like we've talked about on the other shows. And then you post an ad and you say, just send me an email, or if you have a phone, call me, or an answering service. I mean, I just signed up for an answering service for 1 year at no, it's not in my house. It rings, I don't have any idea where it rings. It's just a follow me service. So when I call, they find me, or I find, you know, I just call into my messages. When people call, it finds me and stuff like that. But it costs $122 a year. So if you divide that by 10, that's $12 a month. That's $3 a week. $3 a week to have 24/7 access for people to be able to reach you and be able to leave messages for you so it doesn't ring in your house. So if you post an ad like, I have a house for sale, and you're selling it way under market, instead of getting hundreds of calls in your house, you get hundreds of calls at your voicemail, and it costs you $3 a week. Okay? Now, if you don't have the $3 a week, I understand that, then maybe you don't need to have a voicemail right now because they probably cost like $12 a month. But you can definitely have an email account, or you can have a Twitter account or a Facebook account, and just start following people and have people follow you. We're dealing in a world today where people communicate more than on the telephone like they did when I was growing up. They communicate through texting, then they communicate through email. More texting even than anything else. I started doing more texting, not that I like it so much, but it's the way a lot of people like to communicate. So I do that, okay? So I've learned how to text. I don't love it. It's not my favorite way to speak to people, but I do it that way. I just texted a guy this morning to send me an email so I could set up a phone call with him because he likes texting. I like emailing, and I like to set up phone calls with people so I can have conferences with them where we can actually talk together on the phone. Another thing you can do is you can set up a Skype account. That's free. And you can basically have on your computer, as long as your computer has a camera on it, or you go out and buy a camera for $40 or something, you can actually talk to people all over the world and have them, you can see them and they can see you, or you can just do an audio version and you can have a Skype account. So there's all these different things. So if you just look all over the internet, just put in real estate investment, and you'll find all kinds of sites with all kinds of people on it, and anything and everything you can think of. And on most of the sites these days, people are writing comments and all kinds of things. So you can look at the comments, even on our shows on the Blog Talk Radio. Inside each show, after we finish the show, there's a section for comments. If people want to write to us, if people want to join our Twitter account, join our Facebook account, join our email, our website, whatever they want to do, they can do it all at their convenience and all where it costs me nothing. It's pretty interesting, I think. Very powerful. So if you look for people on Twitter that have, let's say, at least 5,000 followers, and you start following them and you start telling them things and they like what you're telling them, ask them to retweet it out. And if they retweet it out, it's going to 5,000 people at a time. What if they have 25,000 followers? And you say something to them that they really like, and they send it out as what's called a retweet again. And it has your name on it and your website on it that people can come back to, or your email address where they can email you. All free. 25,000 people at a time. 25,000. So if you've got a guy who's, let's say, doing a lot of stuff in real estate, and they like you, and you say, I buy property for all cash, and he likes you, or she likes you, then you say, could you please retweet this? And if they retweet it, you've got 25,000 people that just found about you. No cost. This radio show, no cost whatsoever. No cost to do the show, no cost for the archives, nothing. Now, of course, there's upgrades, just like there are on a lot of sites, like I said, because they're subscription-based sites. That's how they make money, or it's one of the ways they make money. But we are looking for ways to do things for free. So you can go to all kinds of sites all over the Internet, and you can broadcast your message. Make sure you know what your message is. Make sure it's clear and clean, and make sure you can present it well, okay? But there's all kinds of places to put your message. And if you're afraid to talk to people on a phone and you don't know what you're doing and you're learning, then just type a message. Say, I buy property for all cash. And just put your email address. That's it. You know? And close quick or something like that. Very simple. I buy property all cash, close fast, call now. If whatever you want to do, wherever you want to buy, if you want to buy nationally, fine. If you want to buy in just one city, okay, whatever. It's a matter of what you want to do. I think it's good to buy all over the place because you're going to have a lot more leads from all kinds of people that have all kinds of things. And if the deal makes sense, you can learn how to put those packages together and you can make money without ever spending any money just by helping people get introduced to each other. And the one other thing I would say about social media is you need to be careful. Okay, this is the other thing about it, who you get in business with. So go back to the due diligence show and listen to that. And the proof of funds and the proof of product show and listen to that, because you're going to have people calling you and saying, I have this, I have that, I want this, I want that. And you want to make sure you're working with people that can deliver what they say they can deliver. And make sure you can deliver what you say you can deliver or don't say it. Because if you do, you'll lose your reputation. I want to talk for a minute about reputation on the Internet. You want your reputation to be as solid as possible. Sometimes there are going to be people that are going to be unhappy with you and they're going to write about stuff. And that happens from time to time to everybody. It happens to Donald Trump, right? So does that make it necessarily right, wrong, whatever? It's just somebody's opinion, you know? But I wouldn't count on that as a reason I would do or not do business with somebody. If I want to do business with somebody, I'm going to know more about them. I want to talk to them. I want to hear what they're doing. I want to know that they, you know, if they haven't closed stuff, that's okay. I just want to know that they're honest. That's the key. Be honest. Just be honest, okay? That's one of the things we always stress is honesty, transparency, clarity, trustworthiness. These are all things that people look for because then they trust you and they start referring you. And when somebody refers you off Twitter, think about that for a second. Like I just said a minute ago, 25,000 people. Say you get somebody, you go on somebody's Facebook page and you write on their Facebook page because you know they have a Twitter account. And you look up their Facebook page, you see, oh, they have a Facebook page too? That's nice. And you write on their Facebook page, hi, how are you? Thanks for sending out my retweet. And then you put your email address and your name and your website address or the name of your company and your name and their website address, whatever. And at the end of the day, people will learn more about you. I've done it. I'm learning how to do it. As I said, I'm not an expert at it. I know people that are obviously much better at it than I am, marketing and all that kind of stuff. That's what they do. They market to large numbers of people, and then they sell them products. You know, there's another site which has nothing to do with real estate where people buy and sell things. I've done it a little bit just to see how it works, and I actually was successful in getting paid. I never met anybody. I never talked to anybody. I just got checks in the mail. There's a site called ClickBank. It gets all kinds of products on it. And I've, you know, they told me when I called them, I said, you know, and it's free, by the way. It was totally free, and I got paid. And didn't get paid a lot. I think we got like $500 or something. But it shows that it works. But you have to market it. And that's what they told me. Most people can't figure out how to market and drive people to a site where they can listen to a message and then decide if they want to buy the product. Okay? So ClickBank is free. And as I said, I used it. I made a little bit of money with it. And they told me that even though I'm not an expert at what I'm doing, I was in the top 30 percentile, or I think even higher than that, of people that figured out how to make money with it. Most people never figure out how to make 10 cents with ClickBank. But there are other people that are making tens of thousands of dollars with it because they're marketing people. That's what they know how to do. They know how to market. I'm not into marketing. I'm into real estate. I'm into buying and selling property and helping people put packages together and deals together and things like that. If I need something done in marketing, I can always call people and have them do it and help me with it. You know, and a lot of people will do things for you on what's called a barter basis, where you say to them, look, instead of me paying you in cash, how about if I pay you in the form of something I can offer you. And you offer your services to them, and they offer their services to you, and you do an exchange, and it's called a barter. The way things were done in the Bible times, you know, when they didn't have money, really. They just traded things. They'll trade. Some guy has wheat. Some guy has, some guy knows how to drive a plow, and the guy who drives the plow drives it for the guy, and he pays him in wheat, you know, whatever. So the point is that you could do all kinds of stuff. So getting back to working with the Internet and working with all these different sites is you can go online and look for all the different websites, places where you can post all kinds of stuff. Like inside Yahoo. Yahoo has a thing called Yahoo Groups. And inside Yahoo Groups, there's groups about all kinds of people that do all kinds of things. I joined 76 real estate groups inside Yahoo. And I just post inside there from time to time about things I'm doing. It takes maybe an hour to do, but then I reach, 50,000 people in an hour, and who knows who they reach and who knows who they talk to. So you just have to constantly be doing that. Google has the same thing, I think. I know Yahoo has Yahoo Groups, and I'm sure a lot of the different sites probably have the same thing. So if you go to a lot of the major search engines, you can find out all kinds of stuff. Go to ask.com, google.com, bing.com, whatever, any of those. You just put in search engines in Google, and it'll tell you the names of the search engines that are on the Internet, because there's about 20 or 25 of them. Some are better known than others, like GoDaddy, I think, is, I don't know if it's a search engine or if it's that's a place to go to get websites or whatever. But the point is, it's all about very, very low cost or no cost at all. I like no cost because I try to teach people how do you buy and deal in this world of real estate and all the things that go along with it without spending money. Do you have to use your brain? Absolutely. Do you have to think for yourself? Absolutely. Do you have to network with people? Absolutely. Do you have to find money, find product, and put the deals together and buy some if you could afford to buy some, or have people can buy it with you in partners or package the deals and sell them to somebody else, take an assignment fee? Absolutely. You can do all those things. You can learn to do all those things. So let's go back to, we got about 2.5 minutes left. I'm going to go back a little bit to social media. So one of the things we learned about social media is it's all about being viral. One of the other things I did is I went to YouTube, and I did a little YouTube on how I did my first deal. You can look it up on YouTube, I think, in my name. And I just did a little YouTube. I sat at my desk. I turned on the computer and the phone or the camera, and I did a little, I just, you know, told a little story about my first deal. And so people have called me off that. They sent me emails. They write on my YouTube thing, because under every YouTube, there's a place for comments. So people can comment, and then you can comment back to them, and you can say thanks for responding to them. You can, you know, get back to them and, you know, all kinds of stuff. I send email to a lot of people, and they have an autoresponder, which means that they're sending it back to you without them even being at their computer, letting you know they're not at their computer. So there's a lot of different stuff you can do. Now, autoresponders, I don't know if those are free. So I've never gotten into that. It's a little more sophisticated than I can normally deal with. But the point I'm making to you is you can learn this stuff, or you can have people teach you this stuff. I have about 90 seconds left. So hopefully this helps you a little bit with social media and Internet work. So at the end of the day, the most important thing is you want to get your name out and your brand out so people know who you are and how to reach you and how to work with you and how to do business with you. That's what you want to do. If you want to do it outside of real estate, you can do it outside of real estate. But this is about real estate. No money down real estate. Everything, nothing. No money. Nothing out of your pocket. Using your brain, creative financing, and all kinds of techniques that we teach. So we have about 60 seconds left. It's been great being with everybody again today. Thanks very much for listening and being part of our audience. Our audience is growing. We're finding that more and more people are listening to us, calling us, writing us, and doing all kinds of things, and joining our mastermind and whatever else they feel is best for them. So we'll be back on the air tomorrow. I'm not sure what time. Monday is Joel Block with segment number 3. He's been a fantastic guest with syndications and how syndications work. We're going to have some other guests coming up in the near future that I think will be really good for everybody. I'm working on getting a CPA to come on and talk about CPAs and more investors that are actually buying properties, like my friends in Tennessee and Hawaii, Thomas Mattingly in Tennessee and Michael Mazzello in Hawaii. So have a great day. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.